It's like any other day at the lake. People are boating, kids are swimming, going down a water slide, but this isn't a lake. It's a baseball and soccer field at Davis Applied Technology College. Lily Johnson came with her mom. She's seen it fill before, but nothing like this.
Yeah, we've seen it high, but we haven't seen it where it's overflowing.
In other parts of Kaysville, it was not so fun. Backyards and intersections flooded. In the morning, I-15 flooded near the point of the mountain. UDOT spokesman John Gleason says they have to use water pumps to clear the water out for now, since they're not hooked up to the permanent drainage system yet.
We'll be switching over to the new pavement and the new drainage system here in the next month or two.
Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.